Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Mayo County Board expressed dismay at criticism of its players after the All-Ireland football final. They said some of the commentary was unnecessary and unacceptable. And now the GAA President Larry McCarthy has backed the Mayo County Board. And I spoke to him shortly before we came on air, and I asked him about his use of words like cowardly and corrosive when referring to the personal attacks. And I also asked him when he referred to the critics collective, did he mean journalists and pundits or the people on social media and the WhatsApp groups?
Well, the critics collective was a term that I coined to describe people who have played Gaelic games and have now moved into punditry and have become, you know, prognosticators on it. So I was talking a little bit about them, but more so about the general public and what appeared on Twitter, etc.
Does one give license to the other, do you think?
I think one can lead the other to a certain extent. One is influenced by the other. But it was overly harsh and overly critical in this circumstance, I think, Claire.
What about social media companies then, who allow this kind of commentary? What action do you want to see from them?
Well, in an ideal world, you'd like to see them shut down anything that's coarse and crude like that. But the reality is that I don't think they'll do it, because there'll be a freedom of speech argument made against you, as we saw perhaps in the United States in terms of the election coverage last year. Now, I mean, in fairness to one or two of the social media companies, they have helped us close down accounts previously. But you would like to see them manage that in a better way, I would suggest, particularly when you're talking with amateur athletes.
Is the GAA in touch with the social media companies about this commentary?
We have not been in touch with them in the last 10 days or so, but prior to this, we had some interaction with them.
Mm-hmm. Would you not think that that's something that you should be doing in order to attempt to protect these people?
Well, it's something we can investigate with them, certainly, yeah.
Liam O'Neill, your predecessor in the Examiner this morning, says, "I know social media companies won't help us." Do you believe that's the case?
Well, I think they've helped us previously. My understanding is that they've helped us previously. Now, to what extent they can do it is another thing. At what extent they are willing to do it as comprehensively perhaps as society might want is another question. But certainly they've helped us previously.
So how do you think this is going to be addressed overall? Like, how do you convince these so-called supporters that personal attacks, ridicule of players, that it's not okay to do this?
Well, you keep highlighting it, and you keep don't identify them, obviously, but I mean, you keep education, I suppose, is a slow process, Claire, and you keep hammering the message that this is not acceptable. This is, you know, decency to a certain extent is on the wane in society, but you need to stand up and say, look, stop this. This is unfair. This is unhelpful to everybody. This is not acceptable.
You're clearly concerned about the impact that this could have on the individuals who are being targeted.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't know the long-term impact that this sort of criticism can have. We do know that players are, you know, going to be exceptionally down after the loss of an All-Ireland final. But when people pile on like this, you just have to wonder, and I'm not a psychologist by any manner of means, you just have to wonder about the long-term impact on their mental health.
Is the GAA offering them any support?
The GAA has mental health supports in place. I'm not sure that would be totally up to the individual if they wanted to accept that help that's there for our members in general.
Mayo themselves have said that they will regroup, that constructive criticism is part of the process, and they have themselves conceded that there were shortcomings in their performance. Is it not fair then, to a certain extent, for critics to point out those shortcomings?
Absolutely. You can point out those shortcomings in the collective, and you can point those shortcomings out in terms of the display on the field. But when it goes beyond that, that was my point, that it becomes totally unacceptable.
You mentioned there that there are supports available for players if they want to reach out, and indeed for managers too. But is it not up to the GAA, certainly at inter-county level, to make sure that these players are protected, not only after the fact, but to teach them resilience and to teach them methods to try and deal with this sort of stuff?
Well, we do try to do that, but they are young men, and we have the supports in place. But it is absolutely up to them to ask for that support, to go and make sure that they use it if they feel that they need it.
On another issue, there's a big double page ad in the Irish Independent today for an Ed Sheeran concert in Croke Park on the 23rd of April. And it says on that ad that the licence is granted for that event. So given that he's playing one concert, where does that leave Garth Brooks?
I have no idea where that leaves Garth Brooks. That's a function of the promoter of Garth Brooks's concert and Dublin, as I would call it, Dublin Corporation or Dublin City Council.
But the deal is 3 gigs in Croke Park, isn't it, over the course of 1 year?
That is something, I believe that's what it is. But to be perfectly honest with you, Claire, I have no interest to a certain extent in music. I'm much more concerned about running, hurling and football.
Okay, so you don't know whether Ed Sheeran rules out Garth Brooks in any way, shape or form?
I have no idea what happens in terms of the music industry vis-a-vis the use of Croke Park. My understanding is that there's an arrangement made between the promoters and they, for want of a better term, come along and they rent the hall.
All right, and you're the beneficiary of it then, you see.
Well, we are, but I mean, that's all done after those arrangements are put in place between the promoter and the corporation and Dublin City Council.
Larry McCarthy, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
You're welcome, Claire. Take care.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.